KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, let's take a look at Boys State High School basketball from yesterday in Class 4A quarterfinals. Ankeny beat Iowa City West 68-54. Cedar Falls advancing with a 64-62 win over Dowling Catholic. In 1A semifinals, Wapsie Valley continues its run. The 8th seed beat Montezuma 57-42. And Bishop Garrigan also a winner 66-52 over West Fork. In the 2A semifinals, Boyd and Hall moves to the championship game with a 64-49 win over Comanche. And North Lynn defeats Trainer 79-58 in that contest yesterday. 29 points from Austin Miller as he led three players who had double digits yesterday. Cade Hoffenbury also with 20 points for North Lynn in that contest. Trainer with a couple of players in double digits. Jack Stogdill had 15 and Jack Tarks had 13 points to help lead the way for Trainer in that contest as North Lynn advances into the championship. Today's state basketball tournament schedule includes a couple of consolation games to start the day. In 1A, the consolation game at 10:20 this morning has Montezuma facing West Fork. That'll be followed by the 2A consolation game, Trainer facing Comanche. That's 11:55. This afternoon, the 3A semifinals begin at 2 o'clock with top seed Norwalk facing 5th seeded Ballard. And at 3:45, 7th seeded Clear Creek Amana will face 6th seed Sergeant Bluff Luton. Then the 4A semis are tonight. Top seed Ankeny Centennial plays 4th seeded Waukee at 6:30. And number 6 seed Ankeny will face number 2 seed Cedar Falls at 8:15 tonight to round out today's schedule. On college men's basketball, Oklahoma State's Isaac Lekele went coast-to-coast for the go-ahead layup with 3.8 seconds left, lifting the 8th-seeded Cowboys to a 72-71 victory over 9th-seeded Iowa State in the first round of the Big 12 tournament last night. Lekele finished with 21 points for the Cowboys, who advanced to play number 1 Kansas in the quarterfinals today. Cameron McGriff added 17 points, and Yor Anai finished with 12 for Oklahoma State, while Prentice Nixon led Iowa State with 25 points. Michael Jacobson had 13, and Trey Jackson had 10 for the Cyclones. Well, the Big Ten basketball tournament will continue today. It'll be quiet, however. In yesterday's first round action, 12th seed Minnesota beat number 13 seed Northwestern 74-57, and 11th seeded Indiana defeated Nebraska 89-64. That sets up today's second round action. At 11 o'clock this morning, Rutgers will face Michigan in the 8-9 game. That'll be followed by Iowa facing Minnesota. Hawkeye is the number 5 seed playing Minnesota, who won yesterday to play into the second round. That game's scheduled to start around 1:30. We'll have it for you live this afternoon with pregame getting underway at 12:30 today. Then tonight's session has Ohio State facing Purdue at 6:30, followed by Penn State versus Indiana in the final game of the night. Now, it'll be kind of quiet there today because the Big Ten issued a statement yesterday saying that their main priority is to ensure the safety of students, coaches, administrators, event staff, fans, and media as they continue to monitor all relevant information on the COVID-19 virus. And at this time, the Big Ten men's basketball tournament will continue to be held as scheduled. Postgame media availabilities will continue to take place at the Big Ten men's basketball tournament. However, they will be held in larger designated areas of the Bankers Life Fieldhouse in lieu of the team locker rooms. They'll be consulting with Pacers Sports and Entertainment, Bankers Life Fieldhouse, the Marion County Public Health Department, and the NCAA leading up to and during the event to implement best practices and provide the most current information. The Big Ten also announced that after yesterday, that'll be the last of the fans. As of today, there'll be no fans in the arenas for the rest of the tournament outside of essential staff and immediate family members. Well, Northern Iowa will find out Sunday which tournament it will take part in next week. The Panthers finished 25-6 after being upset by Drake in the opening round of the Missouri Valley Conference tournament. UNI coach Ben Jacobson says he likes their chances of getting in as an at-large.
The people that have completely dismissed Northern Iowa, you know, I think that they've jumped. You know, I think they've jumped the fence. You know, I think they. So I don't think that's the case at all. I think we are heavily in the mix. We're in there with 17 or 18 other teams for, you know, the last 9 or 10 spots. You know, beyond that, right? I don't have a magic wand.
Jacobson says 8 road wins helped the Panthers against the other teams vying for the final at-large spots. Either way, though, UNI's season will continue.
We're one of the last 6 teams to get in the NCAA tournament, or we're one of the first 6 teams to be out. So, which means we're going to be a 1 or 2 seed in the NIT. We're in that range. And so it's, you know, we're obviously hoping for a little help this week. So we're in the first group, and we're in the big show. But that's the range we're in. We're one of the last six to get in, or we're going to be one of the last six to be out, which makes us a one or two seed in the NIT if we don't get into the if we don't get in that large and get into the NCAA tournament.
Well, they'll find out soon enough here on Sunday. Iowa State men's basketball sophomores Tyrese Halliburton has been named to the United States Basketball Writers Association All-District 6 team. Halliburton was one of the Big 12's best players before a wrist injury sidelined him for the remainder of the season. He was averaging 15.2 points, over 6 assists, almost 6 rebounds, and 2.5 steals in 22 games. The player of the year for the region, Luca Garza of Iowa. Coach of the year was Greg McDermott of Creighton. Tyshawn Alexander of Creighton. Garza, A.J. Green of UNI, and Joe Wieskamp of Iowa also made that all-district team. University of Iowa center Luca Garza was also named the National Player of the Year by Sporting News Tuesday, becoming the first player in program history to earn National Player of the Year distinction by a news outlet. He was also voted the U.S. BWA District 6 Player of the Year Tuesday, as well as the all-district team. Garza and Wieskamp both on that team. That marks the sixth time in seven seasons that a Hawkeye has garnered all-district recognition. Garza's national and district accolades come one day after being named Big Ten Men's Player of the Year. He's the fourth Hawkeye in program history, the first since 1952 to earn the Big Ten's top honor. He's also a finalist for five national awards, the Naismith Trophy, Oscar Robertson Trophy, the Wooden Award, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Award, and the Lute Olson Award. In the NBA last night, Philadelphia beat Detroit 124-106. Charlotte over Miami 109-108. New York beat Atlanta in overtime 136-131. And Dallas topping Denver 113-97. And those may be the last games of the year. The NBA season has been suspended until further notice over concerns about the virus outbreak. That decision was announced after a Utah Jazz player tested positive Wednesday for the coronavirus, the only hours after the majority of the league's owners were leaning toward playing games without fans in the arenas. A person with knowledge of the situation said the player who tested positive was Jazz center Rudy Gobert. The Jazz released a statement saying a player, they did not identify Gobert, tested negative Wednesday morning for flu, strep throat, and an upper respiratory infection. The player's symptoms diminished as the day went along, but the decision was made to test for COVID-19, and that test came back with a preliminary positive result. The league says it will use the hiatus to determine next steps for moving forward regarding the pandemic. The test result was reported shortly before the scheduled tip-off of the Jazz-Thunder game in Oklahoma City. Players were on the floor for warm-ups, and the opening tip was moments away when they were sent to their locker rooms. Fans were told about 30 minutes later that the game was postponed due to unforeseen circumstances. The NBA G League also has suspended its season. Now, the NHL says it is aware of the NBA's decision to suspend its season and is continuing to consult with medical experts and evaluate options. The league says it expects to provide another update today. Last night, which could possibly be the last night of the NHL season as well, Chicago beat San Jose 6-2, Winnipeg over Edmonton 4-2, St. Louis beat Anaheim 4-2, Colorado over the New York Rangers in overtime 3-2, and Los Angeles 3-2 over Ottawa. A March Madness is giving away to March Silence. The NCAA president, Mark Emmert, says its Division I basketball tournament games will not be open to the general public because of concerns about the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Emmert said in a statement that he made the decision to conduct both the men's and women's tournaments with only essential staff and limited family in attendance. The decision comes after the NCAA's COVID-19 advisory panel of medical experts recommended against playing sporting events open to the general public. Emmert says canceling the two tournaments was considered. Each of the Power 5 basketball tournaments will proceed without fans, beginning with today's games. ACC games will be played only with teams, player guests, limited school administrators, and credentialed media present. Big 12 squads will be allowed 125 tickets on a game-by-game basis, beginning with today's quarterfinals. Big 10 attendance will be limited to team personnel, conference staff, TV network partners, credentialed media, and immediate family members of the participating teams. The SEC also says fans will be kept out of all regular season events on its campuses and other league championships through at least March 30th. The Mariners are moving their first two series out of Seattle in an effort to slow the coronavirus outbreak. The Mariners and Major League Baseball have not announced where they'll play the team's season-opening four-game series against the Texas Rangers, scheduled for March 26th through the 29th. The Columbus Blue Jackets have announced that tonight's game against Pittsburgh would be limited to home and visiting club personnel, credentialed media and broadcast partners, essential club and arena staff, and NHL officials. The Blue Jackets are the first NHL team to say they'll hold games without fans in the stands. The Ivy League has gone even further. They've canceled all spring sports, as many of its schools told students not to return from spring break and prepare for classes to be taught online. The league already had canceled its men's and women's basketball tournaments. Well, the annual Iowa State High School Classic Indoor Track and Field Meet held at the Lead Recreation Center March 16th through 17th has been canceled. That decision by Iowa State University to cancel the meet was made after consultation with the athletic department, local high schools, and the Iowa High School Athletic Association. And Atlantic senior Pluma Pross officially signed to continue her track and academic career at Briarcliff University Wednesday morning. Pross signed her letter of intent surrounded by her parents and coaches. She's coming off a strong junior season for Atlantic. She was a member of the 4x400-meter relay team that took a fifth-place medal at state. She was also a state qualifier in the 400-meter dash and finished in 15th place. She says she hopes to build on that success this season.
I won a PR in the open four, the 4x4 for Dragon State. I want everyone to succeed. I want a lot of girls to go to state and Drake, so hoping for that.
Pross said it was a tough decision on which college to attend, but she ultimately felt Briarcliff was the best place. That's a check of sports this hour. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.